There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Now, which generation would be the cleverest, the smartest, the brightest, the highest IQ? I want to speak to someone who knew much more about this than me, Professor Stephen Batham from Nottingham Trent University. Professor Batham, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
The gap in brain performance between the young and the old is closing. Explain that to me.
Yeah, so I study ageing research, looking at people aged between 20, comparing them to people that are over 60. And I noticed I wasn't getting the same results as previous labs, previous research from 10 or 20 years ago. And looked more deeply into the data and found that there's a trend going on that the difference between a young and older adult is getting smaller over the last 4 or 5 decades or so.
So previously, what had you been finding?
Usually, so anecdotally, we know that older adults have a deficit in memory, so they struggle to memorize things quite as well as young adults. You walk into a room and forget why you went there, things like that. And so these patterns occur, and we were finding them to a smaller extent in some of our most recent research.
Now, what can we take from this? Are young people today, are they sharper, brighter, more focused or not?
I think what's happening is, underlying it is a thing called the Flynn effect, whereby IQ is improving in everybody, largely over the 20th century. And it seems like that's reached a plateau, and people aren't getting any smarter over time, perhaps plateaued 10 or 20 years ago.
And what are the main influences? Obviously, education is a central one, but I would imagine diet, lifestyle, all those things are relevant.
Yeah, it's all linked together. It's difficult to unpack because these things are so intertwined. But there's things like your nutrition, your health. We're better at dealing with things like strokes and heart disease. So all of these things are playing into cognitive improvements across generations.
And if a parent is listening to this and wondering what's best for little George Josephine, who's 8 or 9 years of age now, to ensure that by the time they're 18 or 19, 28 or 29, 38, 39 and so on, as each decade goes past, what does a professor who's been studying the ageing process advise them?
For me, in terms of cognitive performance, it's really education. It makes quite a large difference. It's not just about testing. Education is not about testing someone's intelligence. It's about giving them experience and developing them as an individual. And this really can translate to reduced onset of dementia and things like that. It has lots of positive health outcomes linked to it.
I see ads on the TV at the moment for keeping your mind active and stretching your horizons as you get older, even in the most simple of ways. Does all of that actually work when it comes to brain health and brain development?
So there's a lot of these sort of brain training apps and things like that. Some of those are not so effective at transferring to other things. So you might get better at your brain training app, but you might not get better at, I don't know, sorting out your own finances or something like that. So what really makes a difference is sort of broad experiential sort of education in practical real world environments and so on.
So practical experience, being there, doing it, and I suppose taking every opportunity to be involved. For some people, as they get older, that isn't always possible.
Yeah, that's right. So there's I do a lot of ageing research and a big theme is inclusivity and getting older adults involved and keeping them able and able to partake in things. And that definitely slows down in terms, you were talking about children earlier, but that definitely socialisation and remaining engaged and proactive in life, things like volunteering and things like that can really help slow down the ageing process and stave off dementia and things like that.
And finally, who'll be using your research now? Obviously, the people who are developing cures for dementia, if they can achieve that great challenge. But who else will the research be directed towards?
So I guess theoretical psychologists like myself might want to know that. I guess that's not too interesting to your listeners. But in practical terms, I think because people are getting smarter year on year, particularly in the older generation, we may need to rethink about how we define dementia, because some of the tests for dementia are 20, 30 years old. So someone today, a modern individual, might be more cognitively able and they might pass the test even though they do actually have early signs of disease. So we may need to revise what we define as normal when we look for abnormal cognitive impairment.
Well, if progress can be made in that field, it'll be time very, very well spent. Professor, thank you. Professor Stephen Badham is with Nottingham Trent University here on the U105 phone-in.